This podcast is brought to you by Pearson ELT.
What is learner goal setting?
When we think about learner goal setting, we're talking about goal setting done by students in an academic setting that will help them make plans for what they can do in school or in their outside lives to accomplish something they want to do in the future. In this case, we're talking about adult students with language learning goals.
How does learner goal setting relate to learner persistence?
The research shows that adult students are motivated to learn when learning is related to their individual goals and needs. In fact, an adult's readiness to learn is related to their life's demands. For example, an immigrant coming to a new country needs to make money to survive. Thus, many students enroll in ESL classes so they can learn the language and use the language to make it upwards in the world of work. The findings of NICSL, the National Center for Adult Learning and Literacy, a research-based educational organization, suggest that students who have goals in mind are more likely to persist in their studies. So students who have established goals in mind and established reasons for coming to school are likely to keep coming back to our classes. The more we can do to help students clarify their goals, determine the steps to achieving the goals, and make our curriculum respond to their goals, the more likely students are to persist in our programs.
Tell me about long-term goals, short-term goals, and the steps to reaching a goal.
As we have said, in our classrooms, we need to give students the necessary time and develop their skills in establishing both long and short-term goals and the steps to reaching them. For example, for a child's mother or father, a long-term goal might be to speak English fluently and be able to speak in a variety of community settings. A short-term goal might be to hold a conversation in English with the child's teacher or the child's doctor. But the question of lesson planning goes to the steps to reaching that goal. For that student, the steps might be to learn the vocabulary of the classroom or the medical office, or to learn typical phrases and dialogues and questions and practice those conversations that might occur in the school or medical situation in the classroom setting before they go and do real life practice. So in terms of our curriculum, students need to articulate their goals. Students and teachers need to determine the steps to reaching those goals. There needs to be a supportive teacher and administrative instructional response. If we have all those elements, then we have learner goal setting and we have learner persistence. In terms of goal setting activities in the classroom, we need to make sure that students identify and articulate their goals. We need to help students define and take the steps necessary to achieving their goals. And a key factor is helping students set term goals that can be accomplished within the instructional cycle. When those goals are accomplished, we need to help students reevaluate and set new goals.
Why is setting term goals important?
Earlier, we talked of long-term goals, short-term goals, and the steps students take to reach their goals. Students are often unable to differentiate between these stages of goal setting. They may not be aware of how long it takes to learn another language, of the educational system's requirements for coursework or for state licensing. So, for example, there have been students who came into my intermediate level ESL class who were nurses in their home country. They thought by the end of one term, they would have studied sufficient English to take the test and get a nursing license. So setting term goals with each individual student really brings them into the classroom and to the level of the classroom. By term goals, I mean language learning tasks that can be accomplished by a student within a term. Term goals could be defined by each student with the assistance of their teacher or and through working in a goal support group. During the first few weeks of class, a teacher needs to teach students the concept of goal setting, help students define and write down their long-term and short-term goals, discuss with them what they want to learn in the term, and talk to them about what can be done within the class curriculum to assist them in taking the necessary steps to reach their goal. For example, with a beginning high-level student who is a waiter and would like to be a chef, you may want to explain to them that they will be studying the vocabulary of fruits and vegetables and the verbs related to food preparation during the term. That will connect the student's goals with the goals of the class curriculum. Then, the teacher can integrate the student's goals even more so into the curriculum by developing additional lessons that include the names of foods and ingredients, for example, sugar, flour, salt, pepper, and quantities in English. Prior to the lesson, and as the lesson is being presented, the teacher can inform the student that their goal and the steps to getting there are part of the food lesson that the class will be doing. The student, additionally, can read simple recipes using the vocabulary and the phrases that were studied in the food preparation lessons. Setting term goals with students that are realistic is an important way of keeping them coming back to class, because in this way, students know that what they want to do in the present and in the future is directly connected to the work done in the classroom.
What kinds of activities can be done to promote learner goal setting?
There are a variety of activities that can be done to promote learner goal setting. Some examples are weekly goal setting activities in which the students state their goal for the week in terms of learning English. For example, my goal this week is to read the newspaper in English. These goals can be set for classroom activities or for out-of-classroom activities. Another way to facilitate learner goal setting activities is to create goal support groups. Goal support groups may be formed in classes based on the students' roles in real life. For example, mothers and fathers could be in a particular goal support group, retirees, full-time students, factory workers, office workers. Teachers can survey their students and divide their classes into these kinds of groups based on life roles, and then the groups get together to support each other in their class, short-term, and long-term goals. Another way to do goal setting is to have students do study habit inventories followed by pair interviews. They can ask each other whether they brought their notebooks and pens and pencils to class, whether they've turned off their cell phones, how much time they spend reviewing their language learning lessons at home, etc. Finally, another way to do goal setting in the classroom is to have students create montages with their picture and brief goal statements on the page. For example, a teacher can take a digital picture of a student. The student can paste it on a paper, and then they can talk about where they want to speak English, who they want to talk to, and what they want to say. These goal setting activities done in the classroom support students' learner persistence. Learner persistence and learner goal setting activities are integrated at all six levels of the Future series.